This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Today will be the first day of the Roseau County Fair. We'd like to invite you to visit the displays that Roseau County Historical Society will have this year in the building just north of the Magnuson Building, which is called the Culture and Heritage Building. Volunteer Carol Tilberg continues to add to the Roseau County Veterans Database created by Donald Dunn, former Roseau County Veterans Officer. The database has a page for each veteran that includes their identifying information, branch of service, medals, photographs, stories, and much more. This database will continue to be a work in progress for many years as information is submitted. The list of Roseau County veterans is over 7,200. Carol Tilberg will be available during the fair to gather facts from anyone who can share information about someone not yet on the list. You can also stop into the museum and see the physical files on each of these veterans. They're stored in fireproof file cabinets donated by Carol Grotham Holland. During the fair this year, Roseau County Historical Society will continue to display the list of Roseau County veterans on the Wall of Honor, along with a focus on World War I, which the United States joined 100 years ago. The other half of the Culture and Heritage Building will feature music in Roseau County. On display will be musical instruments from the collection of the Roseau County Museum, including a double-headed bull fiddle made by Henry Paulsberg. The fiddle was featured in a story printed in the National Geographic. We will also have information on Harvest Harmony, local bands and singers, powwow, Warroad Summer Theater, and past stars that performed at the grandstand during the fair, and more. While you're in the building where our displays can be seen, there will be a representative of the museum on hand to help you become a member of the Roseau County Historical Society if you're interested. You can also buy some of the books that we sell at the museum. Sign up for the Daily Door Prize, which will be some of those books. You can also buy a raffle ticket for just $1, which could get you the winning prize of $300 cash. Only 500 tickets are being sold, so your chances are pretty good. You can also see what some of the upcoming programs will be that are offered by the Roseau County Museum in the months ahead. RCHS will be partnering with Sons of Norway to sponsor a visit from Candace Simar on September 13th. She is an award-winning speaker and author of several books of historically accurate fiction with settings and events that took place in the early years of immigration and frontier life in the Midwest. Next Sunday, I'll be back with a story from the history of Roseau County, but today I wanted to encourage you to come to the museum. If you haven't been there in a while, I'm sure you'll be surprised by the great exhibits and opportunities to research family history. Many families have contributed their stories for the collection. I hope you'll consider contributing yours too, and I hope to see you at the fair. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell about our county's history.